Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world. We know that LA Talk Radio is one of the hottest radio station, internet radio station in the world. And I know people love to listen to Accent On. Thank you so much. Every Monday, Ilona Europa, this is me, host, is here for almost 2.5 years. And I'm enjoying this day so much. You know, people hate Mondays, but I love my Mondays. Today, we have very busy show, and I don't know what to say, but it will be very colorful, and I have an accent, and another guest who is also a Polish gentleman, he has really, I don't know too much accent, though. I don't know, Marek Bacik, maybe I will introduce you right away. Hi, Mareczku.
How are you doing?
This is your first time on LA Talk Radio on Accent On, and I am so happy to have you here, and I will explain why I'm happy to have you here.
You better.
How are you feeling in this big leather chair?
Oh, really, really good, really good.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Mareczko, you are a Polish gentleman. You are in America for almost...
33 years. So 30. It's a long time, yeah.
Do you have an accent, you think?
Of course I do.
I don't think so.
Trust me, everybody knows I have an accent.
Okay, that's so cool because I have amazing 3 guests in my studio. This is Chaitanya. She's amazing. And I say wrong. Chaitanya. I'm supposed to learn this much better. Could you tell me your name?
Chaitanya.
Okay, I do well. Chaitanya. Okay, sounds like I don't know you, but I know you so well. I can call you my third daughter. I have two, but you are like my third baby daughter. You know, you are an artist, singer, songwriter. You are very young. Mm-hmm. You are 12 years old, but really your soul is very beautifully older. I don't want to say old. And we are working together for how long?
1 year, 2 years now?
Year and a half.
Time... year and a half is like one day. But when I go back with my memories to year and a half, I remember you being much tinier, much smaller, and you are only 12. What am I talking about? But it's for sure, people, this child came to my home. I heard her voice. Probably everybody knows that I'm also coaching a lot of artists and teaching them singing, writing, co-writing, recording, producing, and stuff like that. That's what I do. Also, but Chaitanya was one of the person that I didn't find. She came to me with another person to my studio, and I heard this girl singing. Then I begged her to become my student. I'm like, oh, come on, girl, call mother. You are amazing. But she said, I don't know. I don't know if mommy wants me to sing. I have no, I would be a doctor. I'm like, oh, yeah, better singer, doctor. Mother is right. Probably better be a doctor than a singer. But I was so thankful because 6 months later, mommy, Sarita, who is with us, like every great mother is supposed to be, she is with her daughter here in the studio. And she called me. Yes, Sarita, do you remember?
Hello.
And you called me and said, oh, I would love my daughter to take a singing lessons from you, Ilona, yes?
Yeah, I still vaguely remember how it all happened. It was really a blessing for us because my daughter was so persistent that she wants to learn music. And I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better than you, Ilona.
I love you.
And it so happened. The same. Miraculously.
It's always like that. Special thing happen when people, the right people just meet and right people just start working together. And what was, oh, she will be my just wonderful student and I will be working on her vocals, become to be so serious. And a year later, we have so
amazing.
Special announcement. Chaitanya, yeah. I think this is you who's supposed to tell people what's happened. few days ago.
I finally just cleaned and finished my album and put it out on CD Baby, iTunes, and all thanks to Ilona, who has guided me through this process. It was really a blessing.
This is like giving birth to the child. And that's, honestly, that's what I need to say. And the child is beautiful. Child is like so, so perfect. We have 10 songs on the album. We created or we co-wrote the songs, or you sung some of my songs. Yeah. Everyone is a little bit different. But what is amazing about that, that has so much of Shitania's talent in it. Her songwriting and her lyrics are just amazing. Hey, people, I speak English. I imagine lots of stuff in English, but certain things I just don't put on a paper the way how this girl is doing. Then I will say I led her to the themes and topics, and just sometimes I gave her very, very cool ideas when it comes to lyrics, but the poetical way how she put them together, that's really, really, that's my beautiful third daughter, Shaitanya. Shaitanya really, she did that. Then also I need to introduce my another guest in the studio, very important to our lives right now, in our lives. This is your brother.
Yeah.
Then you love him dearly. Mama, you have two very, very talented children. How did you do that?
I'm blessed. I think God was very gracious to give me two pearls.
And, you know, Raj, you are a little bit older.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, this voice. People, one more time, listen to the sound of his voice. What did you say? How old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
Wow.
Everybody hears this raspy voice. And I'm 16. Yeah. This man can sing. He's gorgeous. Both of these children are just beautiful. And they both are so talented. Raju, yes, when I met you, you were singing very, very unusual ways for American ears.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit how your talent got developed and who developed your talent when it comes to singing? In the beginning?
Yeah, so when I was 10 years old, I began singing Indian classical music, and I got into the tutelage of Sri D. Seshachari Garu, which is my Indian classical music teacher, and he's been guiding me for a long time, and about a year and a half ago, I gave my classical solo debut. And that is called the Arangetram, and it's a 2-hour performance solo. I've got a violin and drum accompaniment, actually, but 2 hours nonstop. It was a pretty tough experience. It took me a lot, and I would say it's one of my best accomplishments till this date.
Oh, Raju, awesome. I was there. I was your guest. I was so honored to be there, and I'm telling you, seeing you on a stage and just commending whole stage the way how you did, just I knew it, that I need to have you too in my studio. And just I need to a little bit steal you for the pop way of singing. First, you are really hot, great looking young gentleman. You really are beautiful. Your sister is so gorgeous, and I knew you will fit it in so well into what is right now pop music in whole world. And hearing your voice, so unusual, you don't hear voices like that, you know, a lot. Then God, thank you again, mommy. I love you so much that you allowed me also for me to have Raju for my lesson in my
Ilona,
studio.
Actually, be a blessed, I should say, to have you as their mentor.
True.
Teacher,
definitely
I
mean,
true. I wouldn't have recognized this kind of talent from my kids.
Thanks,
Mom.
Thank you. And you know, again, takes this certain time, moment in life, and just that magic is happening because right people just get together and they're allowed to be creative for each other. And Raju, now is your time. We are creating your full album, also. Yes.
Yeah, we are.
And we are on a song, I think, number 3. And hopefully this month we'll be recording with Bob Waits in his studio. First 3 songs.
Yeah.
That you co-wrote with me, or I co-wrote with you. And I will say the same way. These two beautiful young artists, they are very different the way how they write. But boy, they have own style. And I just love that. Okay, we talked too much about talking, we need to listen to something.
Definitely.
Okay. Then I will say, I will be playing something very special from this album. This is our single. And on Saturday, we had this great conversation with a radio promoter from New York who will take over Chaitanya's single and remix, and will introduce to dance radio all around the world. Song is called Chaitanya.
Taj Mahal.
And could you tell us why did we write song that is called Taj Mahal?
I think it's really, really important that we start recognizing the fusion of two different religions, I think, and more than that, two different races, nationalities, because America is not only a place for opportunity, it's a place full of different types of people and flavors from all over the world. And this was a really, really great way, I think, for us to bring about a song that would really show that you could have two things in one place.
You're right, and I know that everybody will be enjoying this song very, very much. And unusual idea was also to add the amazing voice of your brother, Raju. You add something very special to the song, your way of singing. That's how I met you. You gave us some ad-libs and beautiful melodies in your classical way of singing. Yes?
Yes.
And that was your first time in a studio. You did so well, then that's of course. And next door just opened up and we say, go for whole album in front of us and we will deliver perfection. Okay, Chaitanya, Taj Mahal, this is her single from her new album called
Picture Perfect.
Everybody, please go to iTunes, to Amazon, to CD Baby and purchase this album. Flip through every track. It's a great album. This girl is just hot. Taj Mahal. What do we think about this single? Do we like it? Big Amazing. Applause. Woo! Yeah! Very, 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 very good. Very good. Okay, we were playing your song, Shitanya, and our guest also, I was waiting for you, worrying that maybe you cannot make it today, but we have very special guest today in the studio, another one, great artist. He was here, I think, 5 months ago, 4 months ago with, and debuted, you debuted your own single on Accent On. Hello, who are you? Tell us, with this gorgeous accent, because you got amazing accent too.
Oh, yeah, I'm Yelpy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. And originally you are from?
Ireland, yeah.
That's like Ireland. Okay. We had bad traffic.
Yeah, I got stuck in traffic on the 101.
Okay, but you made it. I'm so thankful. Yeah. I need to have some update. What's happened to your great single? Did we title Feel It?
Feel It, yeah.
And tell me, LP, what's happened from last time that we saw each other? We had many guests here, also like 7 people in the studio. Now we also have a lot of people, wonderful artists. I'm so happy you are here with us.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
I need an update. What's happened with your single?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's been busy. We've been having it played internationally at the moment. It's it's just played on German radio and UK radio and Irish radio and Spanish radio and Canadian, I think, as well.
Yeah. You know, it happens so easily or not so?
No, yes and no. I mean, to get it started, it's a bit difficult. But then once it starts snowballing, it's nice, you know.
And I know you had also a show, yes?
Yeah,
did you sing live some?
Yeah, we had a few shows. I had a show there in the House of Blues, and then I had another show in Santa Monica.
You know, I know you brought guitar with you, then we'll be playing a little bit too. But I think, like I say, I'm so happy you are here, that you made it. I need to play the single. It's one of the most beautiful songs also.
Thank you.
A beautiful ballad. Beautiful, beautiful song. And then hearing you a little bit later live,
yeah,
this will add so special touch to Accent On. And again, you are from
Ireland.
Yeah. And you are here in LA forever. Yeah. You want to stay here and live here?
Or do you think I'm living here at the moment. But I come and go quite a bit. So,
yeah.
I'm just back from Utah, actually.
Oh, that's that's fun.
Yeah, Utah's nice.
You were filming your video there?
Shooting my second video there, yeah.
Oh, we'll be talking about this too. Okay, then I would love to play
your single. Yeah, let's go for it.
Okie dokie, feel it.
Yeah. Please don't go.
Oh my God, you just killed me.
I need to deep, just breathe deep.
Detox. That's
so good. This is so emotionally deep song.
Thank you.
You need to tell me, who was this woman who broke your heart like that?
Can't divulge that information. It's top secret.
Is it top secret?
Yeah.
Really? There was one lady or just you write about it?
Actually, it's kind of more general because it's more about... It's about kind of convincing yourself you're in love with someone that you're probably not in love with, you know.
Oh.
So it's more of a general thing. It's not one person in particular.
Yeah, I love that. You know, some people say, gosh, you're writing the song. Did you went to drama or this and that? Why are you writing about stuff? I'm like, sometimes I write just because.
Yeah.
Not only because something really happened, you know, yesterday, but sometimes I write because something happened yesterday.
Yeah. Usually songs are some sort of deep-seated type thing
that
just comes up and you don't really have control over, I guess.
Mareczko.
Yes.
Mareczko, you are, again, first time my guest, but you are here for a very, very big reason.
Huge reason.
Also... Sarita Ivaturi, who is mother of these two beautiful, wonderful, talented young singer-songwriters, Chitanya and Raju, you are here also for the reason. We will be having a meeting a little bit after with Sam, who is a head of Elite Talk Radio. And I think I can announce for the first time gently...
Most definitely.
...that we will be having on the channel 3rd another show for Accent On, which will be focusing on Poland, Europe and India, the best
Woo-hoo!
Of India.
Yeah!
And this will be on a channel 3rd. Channel 3 is a very, very special channel. This is a video channel. We'll be having TV show
that's
people
right.
not only can listen to us, they will be seeing our guest, and obviously LP, you'll be my guest. You'll be our guest for sure. And what is very, very cool, that we'll be finishing Accent on the radio and we'll be moving to Accent on TV.
Oh, wow.
In a way, then it's just my dream. My dream is happening. I will be having multicultural events happening in my beautiful studio. And Marek, you will be co-hosting my
show.
That's right. Marek Bacik, again, he will be co-hosting the part segment that is devoted to what is hot, very hot, when it comes to Polish people in America and Americans who have Polish roots, and maybe they also are reaching out to Poland with businesses, with a lot of things.
Right.
Do you think, Marek, how do you feel about this, to having your own really TV show, in a way?
Yeah, I feel really great. We need one of shows like this because, you know, Polish people and Indian people, we need to get our community together so they know actually where to go to find, you know, places to eat, to listen to the great music like we just did. Mm-hmm. I mean, those kids and this gentleman right here, talented.
I know.
No doubt.
And having this power to just having great studio opportunity to be seen and heard and just know artists a little bit better. We love radio. We are thankful for everybody who listens and downloads our show. But if they would like to see us and have more personal like view who these people are, they will only just click the channel from channel 1 to channel
3
right.
And
Accent on the radio is from 6 till 6:50 p.m. on the channel 1 LA Talk Radio, and then we'll be switching right away for the taped Accent on TV from 7 till 8, and it's just magic. I'm so happy. And then when it comes to the best of India, I know that Sarita, we had a plan to have our own radio, whole radio, but now we are switching to high gears and we'll be having two Mondays that is devoted to the best of India. And in a sweet way, you are very unusual, very smart, educated lady, but you said to me, I will just give the seat to Raju, my son, who will be co-hosting with me this show for a really right reason. What is the reason that we want Raju to co-host the Best of India segment on the Best of
India?
This
is the generation of the youth. They are the ones leading us to the next generations, and they are the innovation and leadership that will take us to the best worlds ever. And especially Best of India, him coming from a background of classical Indian music, and then going into pop music, doing this album under your mentorship, Ilona. I feel this is a time where this youth can really flourish, come out and say, this is the greatness of fusion of different cultures. This is how we can make it special in this world. And this is a land of opportunities. This is how I want to show my talents. And I want to help other kids like me, other youth like me, get influenced by these great people. Wonderful. Who made a difference in USA. It could be an Indian making a difference in USA, or it could be anything pertaining to India. It could be somebody adopting Indian culture, Indian music, Indian studies, education, art history, ask me what not. But they can come and say that this is how we can influence our youth and bring make this a better world. And who else can be better than me? My son can connect better than me. I'm just standing behind him.
Oh, no. But from time to time, I think we'll let Raju, your mother, to take the seat and just co-hosting the show, because we know that the guests and people that she's surrounded by and with, they are very, very smart, educated, unusual, talented and cultured people who are creating America today, of today also.
Yeah.
And Chitanya.
Yeah.
You will be there too from time to time.
Yeah.
Because we'll be playing your music, and it will be for sure the best of India in America on our segment. Raju, do you think you have in you, you know, to become the best co-host that you can be?
Yeah, I think I do.
That's the right answer. And of course you do. Not only you are very photogenic, but obvious, you'll be interviewing people, and sometimes they will be having very heavy accent, and I will be begging you, please, I know they don't understand me, but sometimes maybe I will not understand them. Then hopefully you'll be clearing up.
Yeah.
Then do you think, do you have idea who will be our first guest?
I would like to bring my classical Indian music teacher. And I would also like to bring my pop teacher herself.
No. Oh, it's so cute. Because I remember Sarita always said, Ilona, nobody interviewed you yet. You know, Ilona. And she said, what about if Raju one day will interview you? And that's good. Maybe one day. Oh, it's so sweet.
Thanks.
Okay, I prepare questions. Oh, no. down. Da. Okay. Love you, Raju. I know we'll be having a very, very good time. And
yeah,
you already
looking forward to it.
Yeah, you are a guest on my show, and you interview your very, very genius teacher. You know, we had his name,
Dr. Jang.
Yes, and then you had no problem to interview him. Then I am very happy about that. Okay, let's come back to the music. I want some live music. Mr. Yelpy.
That's me, isn't it?
I know. You're a little tired because of traffic. But we don't let you to just not play for us. You have your gorgeous guitar. Would you like headphones? What will make you much?
I'll be good.
You'll be good.
I'll be good.
I just love the artists. They just have their own guitars and they have their own talent. And that's good enough for all of us to just love them. What will be sung? What the song you'll be singing?
I think I'll sing, we're going to be releasing a second single soon. And that's this song.
So. Okay. No. We need to make big. Because the first village was on the accent on the release, and now you are talking about something that will be released, and we will be hearing acoustic version of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, title again?
It's called Shine.
Shine.
Yeah.
Let's listen to you. Yeah.
What if I don't bleed? What if I don't bleed the same as you? And what if I don't see? What if I don't see the things you do? And what if I don't feel? Yeah, what if I don't feel as much as you? And what if I can't deal? Can't deal with the pain I'm going through. And now I'm falling to my knees, but you're not there. And I'm calling heaven, please, but you don't care. I don't seem to shine bright like before. I gave my life, you wanted more. Sometimes you don't seem, sometimes you don't seem to understand. And sometimes I don't mean, sometimes I don't mean to shun your hand. Ooh, what if I can't breathe? Yeah, what if I can't breathe when you're around? And what if you're too real? Sometimes you're so real that I just can't stand. And now I'm falling to my knees, but you're not there. Oh, and I'm calling heaven, please, but you don't hear. I don't seem to shine bright like before. I gave my life, you wanted more. Shut up. Oh yeah. Forever's the night that finds me shaking. Where was your light when I was breaking? You say it's alright, but your light has burned my wings. And I don't seem to shine bright like before. I gave my life, you wanted more.
Wow.
Oh my wow.
Wow. A lot of shouting.
I love you, man.
Well, I know what I'm buying.
We love you.
I love you too.
We want more, and that's why we also need the TV. We also need a special channel that we can see this amazing artist. You are very personal artist. When you sing, it's like you are surrounding 360 my head. And I feel for you, and I understand your pain, understand every word that you are saying. It just gets me under my skin, and that's your very personal way of connecting with public. Beautiful. Very unusual. You know, you are so personal. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Then I know you'll be our guest. Hey, what do you think, Marek?
Oh, it's amazing.
We need to find out Polish roots. Polish roots in him, but right. I think we can give him Polish. And
come
the same
on.
With India. We'll make an India roots when it comes to all.
You are Indian origin.
Yeah. You are. You will be coming on our show, TV show. We'll be taping you, and you'll be all over wherever we'll be. Then you'll be with us. Thank you so much.
Just say you ate curry last Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I love curry.
He's on, guys.
I love curry.
I do. I actually live on curry.
That's good.
It's the best food ever, actually. It is.
Yelpy, how we can find you?
Yelpy. Just Google Yelpy.
That's what I said.
Luckily, I have a weird name, so it comes up pretty easy.
Can you spell this name?
Y-E-L-P-Y. Okay.
Everybody repeats?
Yelpy.
Yelpy. And you have Twitter.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and website, and all that. All that jazz, all that modern stuff.
Then you said that you just came back from taping your video.
The video for that song. We did for Feel It song. As well. We did actually two videos in a row. So we did Feel It in LA. And then the next week we did Shine, this one, in Utah. Yeah. And the first one was like we have a ballet dancer and she's dancing to Feel It. And then this one is so funny. This Shine video we actually filmed. I'm floating around in space. So
I know. I saw your post.
So it's completely different.
I saw your post on Facebook. Where can I get the special clothes for the space dude?
Space,
what is he talking about? You know, okay.
It's very odd put out. And we got the guy who did Iron Man, and he did Star Trek, and all that. He made my spacesuit, and he made the Iron Man suit.
But again, when you meet great artists, everybody will do everything to just help
and just be part of it. He's an amazing artist, that guy. He's Clark Schiffer.
So are you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We really love you. And I'm, again, so happy you are here with us.
No, it's great to be back.
Okay, then let's come back to my younger artist, Chitanya.
Hi.
I know you'll be also part of Raju's album. You'll be singing probably two duos with him.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting because, you know, I know how this is. When we create songs and then we finished our album and it's like, what now? It's like you want to be in a studio more and more, yes? Mm-hmm. Then I'm so happy that brother is okay with that. Raju, are you okay with your sister to just...
Yeah, 100%. I love it.
you both are sounding so great together. Yeah. I have one more song that I need to, of course, play from the album. What is the title? Maybe Raju. Raju, what is the title? Do you know what we are playing?
Oh, yeah.
What will do?
It is Picture Perfect.
No, you wanted that, but I didn't do that because I decided that you are my guest and I want you to be part of the song. Then we'll be playing Memory Lines again. I know, Mommy, I'm so sorry, but I already sent to our sound engineer and they put in a playlist and I couldn't switch so fast. But we'll be all the time playing our music because first, they're my babies too. Mommy, sorry, they're my babies too.
I'm very proud of this album
and album that we are creating. Then that's what we'll be doing right now. Again, we have part the Raju just added to this song. And it was something so special also. You came to the room. I know you like to rap. I know you like modern music and hip-hop and everything practically. You sing everything. Then I said, oh, come on, just write us something that you can rap a little bit. And he looked at me like said, okay. And that's how this happened. Then I think I cannot say nothing more. You like to rap?
Yeah, definitely.
In our album, your album, you already start, yes? Planning on one or two songs that will be including your spoken words.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's play Glasses. Can I read? Yeah. Living in Memories. Chitanya and Raju.
That old shop at the end of the street where everyone that's gone still haunts me. That little boy would sit on the counter. He's older now and comes back for the same old things. That old shop at the end of the street where everyone that's gone still haunts me. That little boy would sit on the counter. He's older now and comes back for the same. Said, take me where they used to be with tasty. That rocky wood has been the hour. They're just living memories. Take me where they used to be tasty. That rocky wood has been the hour. They're just been living.
Long time since I walked these streets. The people I used to know are no longer me. I see them clear as day, passing in front of my eyes. But they're all gone now and I'm paralyzed. I cry because you and I are all that's left. We're the only ones who have passed the test. Now we're older now, but I know that we can go back and visit our memories.
Look back and maybe create a place where you and me alone can escape. And we can play hide and seek without memories. Forever young we says, take me where they all used to be with tasty. That rocky wood has been the hour. They're just been living memories. Take me where they all used to be with tasty. That rocky wood has been the hour. They're just been living. Never.
Let's take a deep breath. Again, Shitanya, 12 years old, beautiful young singer. Her brother, 16 years old, Raju. We co-wrote her album, wrote together. She's just very, very, very talented. We also need to say thank you probably for the arrangements. Yes,
yeah.
Taj Mahal was done by Jerry Jones. He did amazing arrangement. I know world will be dancing to the song. Like I said, we'll be on a dance radio probably next month. Then the same when it comes to Living in Memories. That was a very important song for you. You just really wanted to make statement that the you always come back to the places that you remember. Even when you are 12, you already are talking about something that 100 years old people talk about, going back, living in memories. But it's true, we are building our memories all our lives. And this song was arranged by Domenico Capuano from Italy, and he's also living here, writing mostly music for the movies. And the whole album was produced and just vocals done by Dan Solovitz. Then we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
And Raju, today you are a little relaxed, but soon, you know, in 2 weeks you are in a studio with three of your songs. Then I know next time when you come here, that will be your solo time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody hear her voice. Hear his voice one more time.
Hello.
Okay. Raju, you are going to college next year or one more year?
Well, I would say one more year of high school and then college, yeah.
Yes. So, do you know what you will be doing?
What I have no clue.
No, that's a very good answer. And I'm sure you are conflicted.
Yeah, arts. There's a lot of choices.
And you're smart. You're very smart. You're very, very smart. Do you like chemistry?
Yeah, I like science a lot. It's my favorite subject.
Wow. Science, favorite.
Never heard that one.
I know.
Yeah. Painful.
It's better than math.
That's for sure. Me and my brother both can't stand math.
Yeah, but how you get this A+ all the time? I don't get it. If hating something is still being so good students. Mom, again, how do you do that?
Just smart.
Push them.
Push them. You push see, them. And again, we will be talking a little bit how to raise really smart, wonderful, well-educated and well-behaved and very, very hardworking children. I think we can learn a little bit about from this family. Yeah, we can. I know how hard they are working.
You're being very nice.
Yeah, in a way, I am nice because they are nice. I don't need to be angry at them ever. And I'm like so excited every time when they knock to my door. I'm like, yes, now I can create. Okay, we have 5 more minutes. And I will say we need to just wrap it up our show in a cool way. Marek Bacik, you will be co-hosting the TV show on Channel 3 that is Accent On with Ilona Europa with co-host Marek Bacik.
Right.
And we'll be focusing on what
Polish
is the best.
Right.
What
Polish community, Polish contacts, and Polish music, and you know, the arts and entertainment in Polish people in America.
And you are here more than 33 years then.
Oh, yeah,
I know,
yeah.
You
so
know what you are
know
talking
something.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
First, we need to find a good Polish food. Then we'll be sending people this way.
Right.
Means this way, this Santa Monica or something this way.
Yeah, there's a lot of Polish people. I mean, we're talking about 10 million Polish people in the United States right now.
10 million. We'll be having our own video channel.
So if we catch at least 9.9 million people, we'll be okay.
That, I think, is a good plan.
We'll be okay. We can leave the 100,000 somewhere floating, but
in some ways, we are not well represented in LA, I think, Polish community.
Well, you know, maybe not now. I mean, eventually we'll probably get back the, you know, the representation and everything else, but you know, we just got to work on it.
And you are coming also from entertainment point of view, because in Poland, you were entertaining people.
Comedy, you did stand-ups and stuff like that, yes. But, you know, right now, like I'm saying, we try to focus. I'm just surprised with the kids, honestly, because when you say she's 12 years old, I think I was playing in the sandbox. You know, when I was 12 and making castles.
I'm still playing in the sandbox.
I know, but you're writing and music and songs. It just blows my mind, because honestly, I think I still remember the castles and playing somewhere. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, I'm just amazed of your mom that she, I mean...
It's not your mom. I'll tell you the secret. Uh-huh. Take the video games away. Take the TV up. Take the cell phone away.
Yeah.
And well, that's what we should focus, but, you know,
in
people...
In front of the piano or...
We don't have a piano.
I love video games.
Yeah.
You see, don't take them away from me.
No. He sings really good, but, you know, that's also...
What is video games? I never played one in my life.
Okay, stimulation and salvation, that's what they are.
Oh, there you go.
And it's crazy.
Her first song came out of her when I restricted her from too much of TV, video games, and cell phone.
Yeah. Holy moly. Yeah. Never too late.
I really say you are a great mother. I know it's a lot of mothers like that. We will be proving to whole world that you can be so talented in age of 12, and people will not even care, because songs that she wrote or co-wrote and Raju the same way, they will be speaking to all of us. Doesn't matter what age is this, and they sound much older anyway, and TV will show how young they are really. Oh, Mr. Yelpy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already missing you.
I just like to say as well, that song was really good. And I actually didn't start playing guitar until I was 14, so I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I was terrible. And I was like terrible at 14.
My sandcastle was terrible too. Yeah. Wow.
But you know, you played castles. That's good. You could play some another weird stuff, but you decided to build castles.
Yeah, you know.
Somehow you thought very high and big.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
If it's any consolation, I'm a huge band nerd. I play the baritone euphonium in my band, and it's really bad because I'm a dork.
Oh, you see, there you go.
And okay, Shitanya, you just finished your taping video with Type A Entertainment.
Yeah.
And your video will be very, very unusual. I post a little picture on Accent On, then everybody can see you in traditional beautiful dress, mm-hmm. India dress, that we'll be having Raju, who just said, maybe not. No, probably you'll be there in this video also, because your voice is there, and obvious part of the storyline, which you are in the forest, and I don't want to say too much, but video is pretty, pretty hot. Then, can you tell us a little storyline, Shitanya?
It's like about being sucked into a fairy tale, and you have your muse. I'm reading this book about the Taj Mahal, and which is the title, incidentally. And then I get sucked into the storyline in which this muse, this Indian Bollywood muse, comes up to me and she pulls me into this dance club and we start dancing in this Bollywood fashion, and it's all very fun. And
then Raju said, come on, it's too late, because he needs to take you out of this beautiful forest and just come out. But the fairy tales are taking you to, so what is happening? Nightclub, almost like. And then everybody, you both, are three of you, are dancing. And then we have a lot of people surrounding you, just joining this cool song and dancing pretty, pretty well. We cannot wait for final results.
Yeah, the video is about a 12-year-old in a nightclub. That's all.
That's a special nightclub that we created.
Getting rowdy in here.
And we created this nightclub especially for Shitanya, which in our head, yes, I think young people need to dance to young artists' music, and dance music is all what we love to do anyway. Okay, I don't know. I'm already sad. I need to say goodbye today. Again, Shitanya, your website, how people can find you and how to spell your name. That's a very unusual name.
Okay, so my name is spelled Chaitanya. That's Shaitanya. My Twitter is Shaitanya USA. Facebook is Shaitanya Music 2015. My website is ChaitanyaLA.com. And you can find me on CD Baby, Twitter, and
Amazon.
iTunes. Yeah.
iTunes.
Google Play.
Yeah, we just released her album 2 weeks ago. We still don't have hard copies in our hands, but they are coming. And I just cannot believe we did it in 1 year. We did it. Raju, we are waiting for your whole album. We are working. I know that in September we'll be for sure ready. Before September, three songs are also ready to be recorded. You have your own website, not really, or you do have a place that people can say hi?
Follow me on Instagram, raju.i, and follow Facebook, Raju Vaturi. My name is spelled R-A-J-U, space I-V-A-T-U-R-I. I'm on Facebook. I have a classical music account and a personal account, and my Instagram is mostly personal, but you can still follow me there because it makes me look cool.
Of course!
And his phone number is 818.
Okay, Mr. Yelp.
Ladies, call me.
One more time.
Exactly.
One more time. Even when you are originally not from here, you are from Ireland. You are living in L.A. right now. You are here to stay. You are promoting your great single, Feel It. And the second one is coming. Two videos. They are almost ready. And I cannot wait because the links will be posted Accent On every time, anytime that you call me and give me something new.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And your website, again, is very simple.
Yelpy.net. I think we've Yelpy.co as well. Somebody else owns Yelpy.com, but I will fight him for it.
One day they will say, I will sell, they will sell you for like hundreds of thousand dollars.
So we're going to have it, but for $100,000.
And do you like to tweet?
Yeah, Twitter, Yelpy, everything's Yelpy. So I think Instagram's Yelpy. I'm lucky enough to get Yelpy pretty easily. So
that's
I have Yelpy. Yeah.
Mr. Marek Bacik, we don't have official way to connect with you yet. But in moment when we'll start our Accent on Poland, Europe, and the Best of India TV show, which I think will be probably in the middle of this month or beginning of May, everybody and everything will be in a place. I love you people so much for coming, and thank you so much for today, and hopefully see you on both shows.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa right here on LA Talk Radio.